It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers take on the Sugarland Space Cowboys in the fifth game of a six-game series, pitting the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros going head-to-head here at Cheney Stadium. Sugarland has definitely had the upper hand in this series so far. They have taken three of the first four games, including one yesterday that kind of stung for the Red Ears. The Red Ears had a nice lead yesterday and ended up losing the game in the 10th inning. We'll get to the details on that here shortly on the Red Ears pregame show. But the good thing about baseball is when you take a tough loss, there's not a whole lot of time to dwell on it because you've got a game the very next day, and that's the case for the Red Ears today. They're going to send left-hander Nick Margavichus to the mound, making his third start of the year. Margavichus is 0-1. He's allowed 11 earned runs in 6 1/3 innings so far for Tacoma this season. He'll be opposed by Sugarland right-hander Peter Solomon, who was the league's Pitcher of the Year award winner last year. This year he's made two starts for Sugarland, 0-1 with a 3.24 ERA. Peter Solomon on the hill for Sugarland. The Red Ears, the Mariners made a roster move today that directly impacts the Red Ears. What they have done is they have acquired outfielder Stuart Fairchild from the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks had recently put him on waivers. The Mariners claimed him, and they're going to work out a trade for cash considerations or something. But Fairchild is being optioned to Tacoma, so he's on his way here. He's an outfielder. He played. He's from Seattle. He went to Seattle Prep, and he's been a good player in this league for Reno in the past, and he was actually in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks this year. So Stuart Fairchild is coming to Tacoma, and on his way out is Kevin Padlo, at least momentarily. Padlo was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster for Fairchild, so he has to go through waivers, and he could get passed through waivers and report to the Red Ears in a couple of days. So Padlo, for the moment at least, is out of the picture for the Red Ears. It's throwback weekend here at Cheney. The Red Ears wearing throwback uniforms. We'll talk more about that later on. But nice cream-colored unis with red trim and red hats as the Red Ears get ready to take on the Sugarland Space Cowboys, the Houston Astros AAA club. When we come back on the Red Ears pregame show, we'll look back at yesterday's game, and we'll do that right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on Sugarland today, fifth game of the series. Things were looking great. The Red Ears had a 5-0 lead in the sixth inning. Darren McCacken was throwing a no-hitter. Zach Green had homered twice. And then with two outs in the sixth, the McCacken lost the no-hitter when Alex McKenna hit a double. But then the very next batter, Pedro Leon, hit a homer, and that made it 5-2. And all of a sudden, the wheels came off for the Red Ears as Sugar Land scored four runs the next inning in the seventh with an error and four walks contributing to the rally as the Red Ears only gave up two hits in that inning but hurt themselves in other ways. And Sugar Land ended up taking a 6-5 lead. Tacoma tied it up with some nice clutch hitting in the eighth. We went to extra innings. But Sugar Land scored twice in the top of the 10th inning. And again, an error contributing. And the Red Ears could only get one back at the bottom of the 10th. And they lost the game. 8-7 was the final yesterday. So Tacoma losing in extra innings yesterday. Looking to bounce back here today. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. First for the visiting Sugar Land Space Cowboys, who are 6-10 on the season. The Houston Astros AAA club is managed by Mickey Story. Leading off and playing center field is Pedro Leon. Batting second, the shortstop, David Hensley. Hitting third is second baseman Alex DeGody. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Corey Lee. Batting fifth and playing left field is Corey Jolks. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Michael Papirski. Batting seventh, third baseman Franklin Barreto. Hitting eighth and playing first base is Scott Manea. And batting ninth, the right fielder Alex McKenna. On the mound, right-hander Peter Solomon. Solomon's 0-1 with a 3.24 ERA. The Red Ears are 5-11 on the season. The Mariners' AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second and playing second base is Sam Haggerty. Hitting third, the right fielder Steven Souza Jr. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Zach Green. Batting fifth, designated hitter Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Batting seventh, left fielder Trent Tingelstad. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, third baseman Ben Ramirez. On the mound, left-hander Nick Margavichus. Margavichus is 0-1 with a 15.63 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jose Matamoros. At first base is Justin Robinson. And over at third, it's Jacob Metz. Tacoma and Sugar Land, game five of the series. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Cowboys, Sugarland Space Cowboys, they are called. The Houston Astros AAA club from Sugarland, Texas. Sugarland being a suburb of Houston. They're actually really close to the Major League affiliate there. Pedro Leon, one of the Astros' top prospects, had been completely silent in this series until the sixth inning yesterday when he hit a two-run homer, and then he hit a double in the tenth, and he's leading off today. Margavichus with his first pitch, hot shot to third, speared by the new third baseman, Ben Ramirez, and he fires to first for the out. Nice play by Ben Ramirez at the hot corner, making his AAA debut today. Is hit on a shot to his backhand side, and he speared it and turned it into an out. Nice play. Ben Ramirez at third base. 23-year-old infielder drafted just last year. Here's David Hensley. And the pitch from Margavichus is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Nick Margavichus, 6'5", southpaw. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now the lefty with his next delivery, and there's one that just misses for a ball, and it's 3-0. Margavichus out of Rider University in New Jersey. And his 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Count goes to 3-1. Pitch. Outside, ball four. It's a one-out walk. David Hensley heads down to first base. And Sugarland has a man aboard. And that'll bring Alex DeGody to the plate. Margavichus from Cleveland. Grew up there, went to high school there. He looks towards first and his pitch to DeGody, and it is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. DeGody hitting .241, no homers, 7 runs batted in. .371 on base percentage. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0, and Margavichus having a little trouble finding the strike zone here right away. That he just issued to Hensley was the first batter he's walked this season. 2-0 the count to DeGody, and this one just misses outside. Ball three, a very close pitch, but no call, and it's 3-0. Rainier's wearing the throwback jerseys for throwback weekend as catcher Joe Odom goes to the mound to talk to Margavichus. The Rainier's, instead of throwing back to one of the historic Tacoma teams this year, as they have done many, many times over the year, they decided to switch it up this year and kind of create their own logo, imagining what the look of the Tacoma Rainier's would be if it was 1960, and they designed these jerseys. Now the 3-0 is in there for a strike, 3-1. And they're cream colored with a block Tacoma in red across the front of the numeral on the left side of the chest, and a couple red stripes at the end of the sleeves, red hats. Now the 3-1 is fouled away. Count goes full, 3-2. And then there's our fishy friend on the right sleeve of the jersey. That would be Slammin' Sammy, the South Sound Salmon. Just came to life this weekend. Pickoff throw to first, and they had him, but back in safely is Hensley. He was leaning. The throw appeared to be in time, and they say that he got a hand on the base ahead of Zach Green's tag. We'll see if we can get a look at it in MILB TV. And kind of hard to tell from that angle if he had a hand in there or not. Green was kind of blindly reaching for the tag with a runner behind him. 3-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field. This will carry out to Souza, who makes the catch and then fires to first, and getting back in safely is Hensley. So Degody is anxious of bouncing back after falling behind at the count 3-0. Two down and a runner at first, and now Corey Lee will be the batter. So the Red Ears are going to wear these jerseys, these special jerseys, for 2 days, today and tomorrow. And then after tomorrow's game, they're going to be auctioned off in a live auction here at the ballpark. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. 0-1 the count. Next offering with the runner going is in for a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Hensley. Now the 0-2. Nope, time called. Stepping off for a moment is Margavichus. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 0-2. And a swing and a grounder, just foul down the third baseline. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Corey Lee hitting cleanup for Sugar Land today. 232 hitter with a couple of homers on the young season. This is game number 17 for both teams. Margavichus with a 1-2 pitch, and it's tapped in front of the plate. Foul. The catcher, Odom, tried to pick it up in fair territory because it was going to be an easy out, but the ball trickled foul before he could grab it. So still one ball, two strikes to Corey Lee. Margavichus is ready, and the 1-2 again is swung on and hit in the air, foul towards the berm down the right field line. And instead it lands in the Space Cowboys bullpen. Nice day in Tacoma. Sun's out today. It's warmer. So now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit sharply past the diving McCoy and into left field. And Hensley will advance to third. And aboard at first with a single is Corey Lee. McCoy laid out in a dive to try to flag this one down. Was unable to come up with it. So runners at the corners with two away, and now Corey Jolks will be the batter. Margavichus trying to get out of the top of the first. Here's his pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike. Jolks has a five-game hitting streak coming into play today. He's got his average up to 213 after a slow start to the season. Pichis is set now. The 0-1 is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Runners at the corners, two down. And Margavichus with a pickoff move to first, and Lee gets back in standing up. Now the next pitch, up and away for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch inside, ball three. A walk would load him up. The on-deck hitter is Michael Papirski, who is very patient. Three-one delivery. Outside, ball four, second walk of the inning, and the bases are loaded with two outs. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. Switch hitter, Papirski will bat right-handed, but not until the Red Ears have a mound visit. The pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is walking out to the mound to go talk to Margavichus. And the Red Ears have started bullpen activity because Margavichus has thrown now 25 pitches here in the top of the first. And they're watching the pitch counts here early in the season with the shortened spring training, especially with Margavichus, who's involved in the lockout as a member of the 40-man roster of the Mariners. Warming up in the bullpen is left-hander Blake Townsend, who, if he pitches today, will be making his AAA debut. But Margavichus is going to get to work on Papirski. The plate umpire Jose Matamoros broke up that meeting, and Leishman talked to him a little bit. And Leishman's laughing as he walks off the field. Well, here we go. The pitch to Papirski is outside for a ball, 1-0. Is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. And the 1-1 outside, two balls, one strike. Hensley at third, Lee at second, Jolks at first, two down. The 2-1 pitch to Papirski is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and it's fairly deep, but in the ballpark. Souza's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Margavichus escapes. Sugarland does not score. They had a hit, there were no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sugarland nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie, up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, the Red Deers escape a jam in the top of the first inning. Sugarland did not score. They left the bases loaded. And now the Red Deers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. And they're facing right-hander Peter Solomon. Solomon making his third start of the year, 0-1 with a 3.24 ERA. Forrest Wall leads off for the Red Deers today, and he shows bunt on the first pitch and takes a strike, and it's 0-1. 0-1 the count to Wall, who hit his first homer of the year yesterday, hitting 188, but leads the league in stolen bases with seven. Here's the 0-1, and it is swung on and fouled off. There's strike two. Peter Solomon was the league's pitcher of the year, went 8-1 with a 4.70 ERA, 112 strikeouts in 97 and two-thirds innings. Yeah, swing and a miss there, strike three. He fans Wall on three pitches, and one man's gone in the first. Solomon tossed a gem against the Red Deers last July down in Sugar Land, Texas. First time he'd ever faced Tacoma. He allowed just one run in seven innings. And only one hit in that outing. Here's the pitch now to Sam Haggerty, and it's a breaking ball outside, ball one. Haggerty back in the lineup today after a day off yesterday. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Haggerty's hitting 286. And has been hot, particularly lately, with eight hits in his last 16 at-bats. 2-0 pitch inside for a ball, 3-0. Delivery. And that's right down the middle for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Solomon's made two starts this year. In his first start of the season, he tossed four scoreless at Sacramento. But in his next start, Round Rock scored five runs, three earned against him. Here's a drive to right. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. Forrest Wall is homered in back-to-back games. He hit one yesterday in the fifth inning, and today he hits one. Or it's Haggerty hitting one here in the first. Apologies. Sam Haggerty with a home run here with one out in the bottom of the first inning. And the Red Deers have the 1-0 lead. Haggerty's second home run of the season. And Haggerty earlier in this series on Tuesday against Sugarland. As here's a foul out of play by Souza. There's strike one. So Souza, now the batter, as the Red Deers take the lead on the solo shot by Sam Haggerty. 22nd homer of the year for the Red Deers. They're fourth in the league in that category among the 10 teams. 0-1 to Souza is grounded to the left side and scooped up and short by Hensley, and he throws to first and gets Souza. And that is the second out of the inning. So Souza grounds to short. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Rangers were hitting homers yesterday. They had three home runs, one by Forrest Wall, and then the two by this man, Zach Green. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Green hit an opposite field solo homer and a three-run homer that he pulled to the deck in left field last night. And he takes one up and in now, two balls, no strikes. That home run, Haggerty hit the second that Solomon has allowed this year for Sugarland. Here's the 2-0, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. And now the pitch to Green is a swing and a pop-up foul, and that'll get out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Green has struck out. Get on the board on the homer by Sam Haggerty. One run on just the one hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the second inning of play. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Right here's up 1-0 on Sam Haggerty's second home run of the year. And now Nick Margavichus goes to work at the top of the second. He'll face Franklin Barreto to lead things off. Barreto, a right-hand batter. And Margavichus with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Margavichus left the bases loaded in the first inning. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul back. Count moves to 1-2. Margavichus. Pitching in the minors for his first time since 2019 as he throws one down and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. In 2019, he was in the Padres system and spent much of the season in the big leagues with San Diego. Well, about half of it. Series of foul out of play. And the other half at AA Amarillo in the Padres system. And then the Mariners picked him up in a waiver claim and had him in the majors throughout 2020 and 2021, although he was injured most of last season. Here's his pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. He had shoulder surgery for thoracic outlet syndrome last June. That's pretty serious for pitchers. Here's a liner into right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Moving over to cut it off is Wall. Digging for second is Barreto. The throw, the tag, and he is safe at second base. Wall fired it into McCoy covering the bag, but Barreto was able to slide in there safely with a double. A leadoff double for Franklin Barreto. His second double of the season. Aggressive base running. And he is in scoring position, and now Scott Manea is the batter. Manea, 4-for-30 on the year, right-handed hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0. Swung on, grounded, up the middle, deflected by Margavich's, picked up by McCoy, the shortstop, but he has no play anywhere. It'll be an infield single for Manea. And if that ball wasn't touched by the pitcher, it would have been an out at first base because the Rainiers would have been able to field it up the middle with either Haggerty or McCoy getting it. But instead it was deflected and it goes as an infield single, and Sugarland has runners at the corners with nobody out and their number nine hitter, Alex McKenna, at the plate. He's hitting 250 with one home run so far. And a curveball is over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Rainier's up 1-0. We're in the top of the second inning. And now a swing and a grounder foul. Third base side. Oh, and to the count. Margavich just could use a strikeout here. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him moving up the ladder, and Margavich has his first strikeout of the game. One away in the top of the second inning, and now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Leon right hand batter takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. One-one delivery outside for a ball, 2-1. Now there's a breaking ball up high, 3-1. Pitch outside, ball four. They're loaded up again. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the second inning for David Hensley as Pedro Leon draws the walk. Well, they were loaded up after there were two outs in the first inning, and Margavich escaped. Now they're loaded up with one out. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball pumped in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Hensley. Hensley hitting 300 on the nose coming into play today with a 429 on base percentage, draws a lot of walks, and he walked last inning. The 0-1 is a curve over for a strike, 0-2, and Markavich gets ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, tapped back to the mound. Margavich has it. He feeds Odom. There's one. And that is the only out they get on the play. They force out the lead runner, Barreto, at home plate. So Hensley reaches first on a fielder's choice. Leon takes second. Manea is at third with Barreto forced out at home. Margavich was on it in a hurry to try to start a double play, and he flipped it to Odom, and then Odom, when he was attempting to transfer the ball from his mitt to his throwing hand, juggled it a little bit and didn't ever throw it down to first. Not sure he would have been able to get it out there. Here's the first pitch to DeGody, and it's a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, one strike. Markavich is trying to leave him loaded again. He throws a fastball in there for a called strike at the knees, and the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And here comes the 3-2 on its way. Grounded up the middle off Margavich, and it bounces to the second baseman, Haggerty, who has no play, and two runs are going to score. And Sugarland takes the 2-0 lead. Second hit of the inning that goes off of Margavich's body. And that has been unfortunate for the Red Ears. This one leads to two runs. Sugarland leading 2-1 in the top of the second inning. It'll go as an infield single for DeGody. Hensley is now at second as both Leon and McKenna scored. And now Corey Lee is the batter. And he takes a breaking ball outside. Lee singled his first time up. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Markavich with a 2-0 pitch, and it's a fastball missing for ball three. Townsend is throwing in the Tacoma bullpen again. 3-0 pitch coming to Corey Lee. Swung on, bounced towards third, fielded there by Ben Ramirez, and he takes it to the third base bag for the force out, and the inning is over. But two-run score at the top of the second inning for Sugarland on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning, Sugarland.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1 as we go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Eric Mejia will lead things off this inning against Peter Solomon, the right-hander for Sugarland, who's into his motion. And the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning is a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Mejia will be followed by Joe Odom and Trent Tingelstad. 0-1 pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Mejia hitting .235, has reached base in each of his last six games. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a ball down low, and the count goes to 1-2. One game left on this homestand tomorrow at 1:35, and then the Rainiers hit the road for 2 weeks. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Mejia. Outside, well, inside, pardon me. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 from Solomon. Swung on and looped into left. Tight to the line, and it falls in fair territory. That's a base hit and more. Mejia's on his way to second base, and he has himself a double. Just a little blooper down the third baseline that works for two bases. A leadoff double for Mejia. Well, in the top of the inning, Sugarland had two of what you might call lucky hits, batted balls that hit the pitcher and bounced away from everybody else. Now the Rainiers have a little blooper for a double. Try to even up the stakes on the fortunate hits. Here's Joe Odom. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Odom hitting .278, four home runs. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, and the count's 0-2 to Joe Odom. That double by Mejia was his fifth of the year. He tied Zach Green for the team lead. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And Odom has struck out. Three strikeouts already for Peter Solomon. And now Trent Tingelstad will be the batter. This is the third straight start for Tingelstad, who joined the club bouncing around from team to team this year, but he looks like he can hit. He's had good at-bats these past 2 days. And the pitch is breaking ball over for a strike. He was with Arkansas, the Mariners AA team, played in four games there, and then was transferred to the Aqua Sox, advanced Class A. Sears went up high for a ball. But before he even got to Everett, he was told to come to Tacoma instead because the Rainiers have been without Billy Hamilton the last few days with a nagging injury. He's supposed to be on the verge of coming back, by the way. And so Tingelstad has came here instead of going to Everett, and he's helped. He's helped the offense. He swings and fouls one out of play. And it's 1-2. Tingelstad has had 10 plate appearances and has reached base six times. Correction, 9 plate appearances and has reached six times. Here's a foul, still 1-2. He's got 3 hits and 3 walks. His first triple-A hit was a drive over the head of the center fielder that went for a triple. 1-2 pitch. Inside ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 is swung on and grounded to the left side. Scooped up with a backhand by Hensley. His throw to first is in time for the out. Mejia advances to third, but there are now 2 men out in the bottom of the second inning. Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy, 8 for 36, 2.22 average with 1 home run. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 is over for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now pitches in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Mason McCoy. Two-one pitch coming. Swung on and stroked up the middle and into center field. A base hit to drive in the tying run. Mejia scores on a clutch two-out RBI single by Mason McCoy, and we are all even. It is 2-2. Fastball that McCoy just swatted right up the middle for a base hit. McCoy with his 6th run batted in of the season. This is the 11th game he's played in. Here's Ben Ramirez in his first AAA at bat. Joined the club yesterday from low A Modesto. And the pitch is taken low and outside for a ball. Ramirez at Modesto in 8 games had 10 hits, a .303 average with 2 homers. And 9 runs batted in. He hit a 3-run homer for him. Left-hand batter, the next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes even, 1-1. Ramirez, 23 years old, drafted last year. Born in Chula Vista, California, near San Diego. 1-1 pitch, down to the dirt, and it bounces away from the catcher, Papirski, and taking second is McCoy. So he's now in scoring position as he moves up on the wild pitch. So two balls, one strike to Ben Ramirez at a USC. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. 2-2. Ramirez was a four-year player at SC prior to being drafted by the Mariners last year. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Solomon got him with a breaking ball. Ramirez has struck out and the inning is over. Fourth strikeout for Peter Solomon. Rainiers tied up. They get a run on two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the third inning. Tecoba 2, Sugar Land 2.
Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and three client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time.
And fruit snacks.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two-two tie here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears and the Sugarland Space Cowboys all leave it as we go to the third inning of play. Nick Margavichus has really had to battle to get through two innings, and his first pitch of the third inning to Corey Jolks is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Margavichus at 60 pitches after just two innings. His next pitch is over for a called strike. It's 0-2. He gets ahead of Jolks. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 0-2 to Jolks. It's for a ball. Jolks walked his first time up, and he watches one outside. Two balls, two strikes to the Sugarland left fielder. And the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center field, shallow, coming in on it is Wall, and with a dive, he makes the catch, sliding on the outfield grass. Forrest Wall with a fine play in shallow center field. And one man is out in the top of the third. Wall had to come a long way. Very fast runner. He needed the speed, and he made the play. Here's Michael Papirski, who flied out earlier and is 0 for 1. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right, and this is hit a long way. Back is Souza, and he'll have room, and he makes the catch. Off the bat, it looked like that one was really going to carry, but Souza didn't even reach the warning track before hauling it in. So two down in the third. Couple of flyouts. And here's Barreto, who doubled in the second inning. And the pitch to him is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Two-two tie, top of the third. Margavichus into his motion, and his pitch is low for a ball. Yeah, the one ball, one strike delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two. Margavich is trying to work a three up, three down inning. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into left. On comes the left fielder Tingelstad, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Margavich is sharing the ball with his outfielders. A fly out to left, a fly ball to center, and a fly ball to right here in the third. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are tied up 2-2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2. Forrest Wall to lead things off for the Red Ears, followed by Sam Haggerty and Steven Souza. First pitch to Wall is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wall struck out in the first, 0-1 today. One-oh delivery from Peter Solomon. And it is swung on and hit foul. Out of play. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Rainier's got a run in the first when Haggerty went deep, and then a run in the second when Mejia hit a double, and with two outs, Mason McCoy singled him in. 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Solomon Roxanne delivers the 2-2 pitch. And it swung on and bounced on two hops to the second baseman, DeGoti, who fields it and throws out Wall at first base. And one man is gone at the bottom of the third. So Wall bounces out, and now Sam Haggerty will hit for his second time. He homered in the first and now has a five-game hitting streak. And he's homered twice during the hitting streak. And the pitch is rolled to first. It hits the base, bounces up, goes to the first baseman, Manea, who throws to the pitcher covering in time for the out. Haggerty was diving in head first, trying to beat it. A terrific play by the first baseman, Scott Manea. This ground ball was pulled right down the line. It hit the bag, popped up into the air. Manea reacted, leaping to grab it, and then firing to the pitcher covering first. And the first base umpire, Justin Robinson, rings up Haggerty. So two outs, no one on, and the pitch to Souza is swung on and popped up to first, and Manet is under this one, and he drops the baseball. My goodness. One moment ago, he made an outstanding defensive play. The very next pitch, he drops a routine pop-up. We've all been there before. You do something brilliant, and then you do something silly, one right after the other, and it just happened to the first baseman for Sugarland, Manea. Souza is aboard with the air, charged to the first baseman. And now here's Zach Green. We'll see if he can make him pay. Pitch to Green is a breaking ball down low, ball one. Green struck out in the first. He's 0 for 1. One ball, no strikes. Green looking for something to drive. The pitch from Solomon is a swing and a foul. And the count's even, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch, the runner goes, pitches down low, swing and a miss though, and then the throw to second is in time. They get the tag on Souza, and Souza is thrown out. And that is the final out here in the third. Here's do not score, no runs or hits. There was an error and no one left. We go to the fourth inning of play. Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Two-two tie. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Scott Manea, Alex McKenna, and Pedro Leon to bat this inning. And Nick Margavichus on the hill. His pitch to Manea is hit in the air towards center, coming in a few steps and moving towards right center is Wall, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the fourth inning. Margavichus gets Manea on a fly out to Alex McKenna. Will be the batter. We're going to get caught up on what happened around the league yesterday. This first game was a day game yesterday, so we ended up talking about it a little bit during the broadcast, but Salt Lake beat Reno 6-2 in Reno, as here's one outside for a ball, and Salt Lake starting pitcher Cesar Valdez pitched a complete game, a nine-inning complete game, a real rarity in the minor leagues these days, and in the majors too, but even more so in the minors. So here's a strike to McKenna. He needed just 93 pitches, a whopping 72 of which were strikes. And he pitched a complete game, allowing five hits and two runs, no walks, eight strikeouts in Reno. Very tough place to pitch. And Salt Lake won the game 6-2. That game clocked in at 2 hours and 2 minutes because the pitching was so good on the Salt Lake side. Just getting quick out after quick out. Here's a deep drive to center. Wall drifting back, has room, and he makes the catch on the warning track. McKenna is retired, and two men are gone in the fourth. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Salt Lake had not had a pitcher pitch a complete game since 2016. Troy Scribner, the last to do it in this league for Salt Lake. Here's the pitch to Pedro Leon, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. There was also a pitcher's duel in Sacramento yesterday. Oklahoma City won 1-0 over the Rivercats. This one's outside, 2-0. That's a Dodgers-Giants affiliate matchup. The Dodgers have a pretty good pitching prospect, or so I'm told. Never seen him before. Named Ryan Pepiot, who is in Oklahoma City this year. He tossed five shutout innings, struck out eight, and allowed only three hits. This here's a bouncer foul, third base side. Sacramento started Michael Plassmeier, who battled with the loss. The only run of the game scored in the first. In the top of the first inning, Oklahoma City's Andy Burns hit an RBI double, and then no one scored again for the whole rest of the game. Here's one outside to Leon. Three-one delivery on its way, and it swung on and hit in the air. Playable on the third base side. Ramirez in foul ground makes the catch. And that does it for Pedro Leon and the Cowboys in the top of the fourth. Three up, three down. Margavich is suddenly rolling, has retired seven in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. 552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We move to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Tacoma. 2-2 tie between the Red Airs and the Sugarland Space Cowboys. First pitch to Zach Green leading off the bottom of the fourth is in for a strike. He was at the plate when Souza was caught stealing second to end the bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch to Green, down low for a ball, 1-1. We'll continue our look at what happened around the league last night. El Paso beat Vegas yesterday, 5-2. Vegas is the Rainiers' next opponent. El Paso's Trace Thompson hit his seventh homer. He's second in the league. So here's one up high to Zach Green, 2-1. And C.J. Hinojosa, who was with these guys, Sugarland, last year, he had three hits for El Paso last night, including two doubles and a run batted in. There's a fastball that misses, 3-1. As for Vegas, that loss last night dropped their record to 500. They are 8-8. Rainiers have a six-game series at Vegas starting Tuesday night. 3-1 pitch. Up high, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Zach Green. First walk issued by Peter Solomon. Rainiers have a man on, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia doubled and scored in the second. His double was kind of a flare down the left field line, just perfectly placed. He takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. One other game yesterday, the Isotopes belted five homers at Round Rock last night and beat the Express 10-7 at the Dell Diamond. It's a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Two of Albuquerque's five homers were hit by their outfielder, Winton Bernard, who was 3-for-4 with the two homers and five runs batted in. Former Rainier D.J. Peterson hit one yesterday as well. His second for Albuquerque. 0-2 pitch is low for a ball. And Albuquerque's starting pitcher, who looked good when he faced the Rainiers last week, was Ryan Feltner. He had a gem yesterday. Went five innings, allowed one run on two hits with 10 strikeouts. And then the Isotopes bullpen ended up making the game interesting after Feltner left. But they hung on and won. 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Three-two delivery. Called strike three. Mejia was getting ready to toss the bat aside, but he has been rung up. And Solomon has his fifth strikeout of the afternoon. Now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom went down swinging his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Teams with 11-win, 5-loss records, Oklahoma City and Round Rock. They're both in the East. They've been the two best clubs so far. So now the 0-1 is in there for a strike. In the Rainiers division, the teams are really bunched together. Salt Lake is the only team over 500 at the moment, or at least coming into today. They're 9-7. Vegas, Reno, and Sacramento are all 8-8. And then you have Tacoma 5-11, but only four games out of first. Here's a pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Obviously, it's early to look at the standings, but you always want to make sure there isn't somebody just running away with it. And there isn't. One, two pitch to Odom. Swung on, grounded to third. That's fielded by Barreto. He goes to second for one. On to first for two. Around the horn, a double play. Barreto to Degody to Manea. And that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We move to the fifth. Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, we go to the fifth inning of play. It is Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2. And a new pitcher is into the ballgame for Tacoma, on to make his AAA debut. It is left-hander Blake Townsend. So Townsend relieves Nick Margavichus, who went four innings, allowed four hits and two runs. They were earned. He walked three, struck out one. Got some unlucky bounces on some infield singles in the second inning that led to the run scoring. So Townsend is in, and this is our first time seeing him. Townsend is up from Low A Modesto. He's Australian and 21 years old. And his pitch to Hensley is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Townsend was scouted heavily when he was a teenager because he pitched frequently for the Australian national team in various age groupings. So here's a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. He was with Australian teams that toured America and played against teams in, you know, extended spring training, pros in the spring training complexes. So here's one down low for a ball, 2-1. And the Mariners ended up signing him in May of 2018. Ended up having Tommy John surgery and then made his return from that last year. As here's a pitch up high now, ball three to Hensley. Townsend, 6'4", lefty, listed at 220 pounds and just 21. And here he is making his AAA debut. His 3-1 pitch to Hensley is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Souza lining it up as he moves back a few steps and towards the line, and he makes the catch. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Townsend retires the first batter he faces. And now Alex DeGody will be the batter. And the pitch to DeGody misses for a ball. This is Townsend's first game of the season. He joined the team from extended spring training. I think I may have said he came from Modesto. That's not correct. He came from extended spring training. Here's his 1-0 to DeGody, and it's inside for a ball. 91 on the gun. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes to DeGody. Townsend with his pitch, and they're 3-1. It's been 90-91 with that fastball here in the fifth. Now the 3-1 pitch is swung out and fouled back. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch is fouled out of play. And it is still 3-2. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Degody, and Townsend has his first AAA strikeout. Just fanned Degody with a fastball up in the zone. Two down. Just here's some high heat. See if he can hit this. Nope. Two away, and now here's the cleanup hitter, Corey Lee. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Kind of a slurvy breaking ball right there. Next pitch is swung on and popped up a foul and out of play. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Now the pitch fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is waved at and missed. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And Blake Townsend in his AAA debut retires the side in order with a couple of strikeouts. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on, let me grab my friends. Hey guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning, and all tied up here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2. Tinglestad will lead things off, and he gets cheers from his cheering section. He's from Marysville, and apparently some of his friends and family made the drive down today for this Saturday evening game, and he fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. So for one today with a ground out. Now the pitch from Solomon is outside for a ball, 1-1. one. One is high for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 is down low for a ball. 3-1. There's a high strike to Tingelstad, who thought it might be ball four, but it was borderline, and the ump called it a strike. So full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. That's strike three, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. Strikeout number six for Solomon, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Early on, it looked like we were going to have a lot of scoring today. Rainier's got one in the first on the Haggerty homer. Sugarland two in the top of the second. The Rainier's got one in the bottom of the second on McCoy's RBI single. It was 2-2 after two innings, but no one has scored since. We're now in the bottom of the fifth. McCoy takes one for ball one. Yeah, Solomon livery and his pitch drops in there for a called strike. 1-1 the count. And the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two, another breaking ball from Solomon. You may have heard by now that Miguel Cabrera did it. He joined the 3,000 hit club today. Had a single against the Rockies for hit number 3,000, a base hit off Antonio Senzatella of the Rockies. So there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCoy goes down. Strikeout number seven for Solomon. And now Ben Ramirez will bat for his second time. Miguel Cabrera became the 33rd member of the 3,000 hit club. The first ever from Venezuela. He's also part of a more elite group. Not that 3,000 hits isn't elite enough. Sheesh. Here's a strike to Ramirez. But Miggy's one of only seven players ever to have 3,000 hits and 500 homers. Now Ramirez swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike two. In the 3,000 hit, 500 homer club, you've got Miguel Cabrera, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Rafael Palmeiro, series one outside, Albert Pujols, Eddie Murray, and former Rainier Alex Rodriguez. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Peter Solomon strikes out this side here in the fifth, leaning heavily on his breaking ball to do it. Three up, three down. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Sugarland 2.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the sea, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the sixth inning. Tacoma and Sugarland tied up 2-2. And Blake Townsend, who was very impressive in the fifth inning as he makes his AAA debut, retiring the side in order with two strikeouts. He stays in there for the sixth. And his pitch to Corey Jolks is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. Jolks has walked, and he flied out when Forrest Wall made a diving catch in the third. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes, and Townsend with his pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and he just disposes of Jolks on three pitches. That's three consecutive strikeouts for Townsend going back to last inning. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. It's been an impressive AAA debut here for Townsend, whose pro experience consists of just seven games prior to this. Here's a fastball up high to Papirski. After signing, he pitched in two games in the Arizona Rookie League in 2019. And then COVID happened and he didn't play anywhere in 2020, and he had Tommy John surgery. So here's a foul out of play. And then last year, Townsend pitched in four games in the Arizona Rookie League for 13 innings. And he had one cameo with Everett for an inning and two thirds. That's it. That's his pro career. This is his first game of this season. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. I can assure you that the Sugarland Space Cowboys did not have a scouting report on Blake Townsend, because no one does. 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. Maybe there's one floating around the Arizona Rookie League, I don't know. Three-one pitch. Misses high, ball four, a one-out walk. So Papirski is on, first base runner allowed by Townsend, and now Franklin Barreto will be the batter. Been talking about Miguel Cabrera getting his 3,000th hit today, 33rd member of the 3,000 hit club. There's a breaking ball for a strike to Barreto. First ever from Venezuela. The previous Venezuelan hit king was Luis Aparicio, who retired with 2,677 hits. So now here's one up and away to Barreto. And Aparicio is the only Venezuelan in the Hall of Fame. Of course, Cabrera will make it, unless something really unexpected happens. 1-1 pitch, fouled out of play. There's strike two. And if when you get a chance, make sure you watch the highlight of Cabrera's 3,000th hit today, just because it's probably going to be a long time before we see another one. One-two pitch, fouled back. The closest active player is Robinson Cano, who is playing again for the Mets. He is 370 hits away from 3,000, but he's 39 years old, and you know the DH did come to the National League, but he's going to have to produce to hold a spot like that. So here's a swing and a foul back by Barreto. And then to find someone else who's in the even the neighborhood of 3,000 hits, as you project it out, you've got to really play along. You've got to find guys who can really play for a long time. As here's a line drive to left that's going to get in for a base hit. Coming to third is Papirski. He stops there, and in at second with a double is Barreto. And runners are at second and third, and we'll see if Blake Townsend can work his way out of a jam now. Second and third, one out. Scott Manea is the batter. Of players on the hit list who are still in their something around the prime of their careers. Jose Altuve needs a little more. $30,000. Here's one in for a strike. So even if he gets $200,000 a year, that's 6 years. So he would need 7 or 8 years if he gets close to 200 hits a year. And he's 32. Now the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul. Surprisingly high on the list, at least in my eyes, was Elvis Andrews, who actually has more hits than Altuve. He's at 1,875, and he's 33. I don't see him getting there. Freddie Freeman needs about 1,300 hits. He's 32 years old. I guess he could eventually get close. Now the 0-2 is swung on and swatted into left center. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up is Wall. Papirski scores. Barreto is right behind him. He scores as well. It's a two-run single for Scott Manea. And Sugarland is back out in front. They lead it now 4-2. Well, Townsend retired the first four batters he faced in his AAA debut, but now it's gone walk, double, single. Three straight have reached. The Red Deers have bullpen activity, and Alex McKenna is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Looking down the active hit list, the first name that comes up, at least in my eyes, and I see it and I think, you know, he's got a legit chance at 3,000. As here's a foul tip by McKenna. And that's Manny Machado, who is coming up on 1,500 hits in the halfway point, and he's 29 years old. So if he could do 10 years averaging 150 hits, which is still really difficult to do, he would get there. Here's a strike to McKenna, and down he goes for the second out of the inning. Two down in the top of the sixth. Here's Pedro Leon, and the pitch is outside in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. If you're wondering about Mike Trout, he's 30. He has 1,428 hits. Pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Here's one down low for a ball. Now swinging a fly toward shallow left center on the move, Tingelstad and Wall, and neither can get it. It drops in. Coming to third base is Manea. They hold him there, and in at second base with a bloop double is Pedro Leon, and runners are at second and third. This was a well-placed ball. Hit in the air to the left center area, just splitting the gap in shallow left center. And Leon puts runners at second and third with two outs for Hensley. And Tim Fedorovich is on his way out to the mound. And he's going to make a change here. And yeah, two runs scored this inning, but Blake Townsend certainly opened some eyes here in his AAA debut, doing first game above the A-ball level. We'll take a break for a pitching change at the top of the sixth. Two on, two out. Our score, Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're in the top of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2. And the Cowboys have runners at second and third with two outs. And David Hensley, who's been one of their top hitters this season, coming to the plate. Right here's go to the bullpen and bring in Wyatt Mills. Mills on from the bullpen. And he is ready to face Hensley. Red Ears pen, he's allowed two runs in seven innings this year. His pitch to Hensley is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is on its way to Hensley, and it is bounced foul. 1-1. One pitch in there for a called strike, 1-2. Mills, right-hander from Spokane and attended Gonzaga. Played baseball there, of course. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, chopped to first on a big hop, fielded by Green, throws to Mills, covering first, and he does beat Hensley to the bag for the putout, and that is the final out in the top of the sixth inning. Sugarland does snap the tie. They get two runs on three hits. There were no Tacoma errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more. Conveniently, treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you. The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. The Sugarland leads 4-2. First pitch of the inning to Forrest Wall is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. That pitch was thrown by a new pitcher. It's John Olzak in from the Sugarland bullpen, making his third appearance of this series. And the 0-1 to Wall is in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Peter Solomon started for Sugarland, went five innings, allowed three hits and two runs. Both were earned. He walked one, struck out eight. Another nice outing for Solomon against the Red Ears. The Red Ears have seen him twice, and he's pitched well both times. Here's one down low to Wall. Counts 1-2. Wall looking for his first hit of the game. Olzak in his seventh appearance of the season, 1-0 with a 4.82 ERA. And now he steps off the rubber and will be charged with an automatic ball because of a pitch clock violation on our new pace of play. That in a couple days now. I think there was one 2 days ago. I believe we got through yesterday's game without any. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. So full count, 3-2 to Forrest Wall. And Olzak with the payoff. And it's swung on, grounded, right side, and past the diving Dagoti and into right field. A base hit for Forrest Wall. And he's on to start things off at the bottom of the sixth inning. Wall with a leadoff single, and he is 7-for-7 stealing bases this year. We'll see if he's on the move. Wall leading from first. Haggerty stands in. He homered earlier, 1-for-2, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Right here's wearing their throwback threads today, throwback weekend jerseys. Now a toss to first, and they'll be wearing the throwback jerseys again tomorrow, and they will be auctioned off after tomorrow's game in a live auction here down around the dugout on the third base side after the game tomorrow. The runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second is not in time. Forrest Wall is 8-for-8 stealing bases. It's like an automatic double when he hits a single or walks. Oh, and 2 the count, however, to Haggerty. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and that is strike three, one away at the bottom of the sixth. So these jerseys, and it's to benefit, the auction will benefit Puyallup, Cal Ripken, Little League. All proceeds from the jersey sales will go to them. And that is after the game tomorrow. There's a breaking pitch, check swing, and it's outside for a ball to Souza, 1-0. If you don't want to buy a jersey and you actually want something free instead, come early to the game tomorrow. The first 1,000 fans through the gates tomorrow get a free throwback. Imagination of what the Tacoma Rainiers logo and uniforms would look like in 1960. Pennant tomorrow. As here's one outside to Souza, 2-0. The pennant is red. It has a script old-style Rainiers across it with the salmon. Sammy the Salmon. Sears one in for a strike. Slamming Sammy, the South Sound Salmon, to be more exact, as he picked up a name earlier this week. Two balls, one strike to Souza. Man in scoring position, one out. And it is taken outside for a ball, 3-1. One delivery now to Souza. And there's an off-speed pitch down and in, ball four. And Souza draws the walk. And the Red Ears have the tying runners on base with one out in the bottom of the fifth. And now Zach Green will bat. And the catcher, Papirski, goes to the mound to talk to Olzak for a moment. Green with a chance to do some damage here. He is 0-for-1. He has struck out and walked so far. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Old Zach with a look towards second. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and Zach Green's behind at the count, 1-2. No, one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is waved at and missed. That is strike three, and Green goes down swinging, and two men are gone in the sixth. 10 strikeouts for the Sugarland pitching staff tonight. They lead all of minor league baseball in strikeouts by a pitching staff. They now have 193 of them. This is their 17th game, so they're averaging just about, a little over 11 strikeouts per game. Pitch to Mejia is bounced foul, first base. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Rainier's looking for a clutch hit from Mejia, who is 1-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. Wall is at second with great speed. Souza is at first. The 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Now the next pitch misses. Two balls, two strikes to Mejia. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three. And the Rainiers do not score in the sixth inning. They threatened, but they do not score. No runs on a hit and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Sugarland 4, Tecoba 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We move on to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Sugarland leading the Red Deers 4-2 is the score. And Wyatt Mills is on the mound. He'll face Alex DeGody, Corey Lee, and Corey Jolks in the top of the seventh inning. DeGody stands in, and the pitch from Mills is a submarine-style fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Alex DeGody. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left field. In comes Tingelstad. Out goes the shortstop, McCoy. McCoy is closer to it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. DeGody pops up to the shortstop, one down, and now Corey Lee will be the batter. Alex DeGody has a kind of unusual accomplishment in minor league baseball. Here's one outside to Lee. He's only ever played in the Houston Astros, yet he has played for 3 different AAA teams. And the 1-0 pitch inside for a ball to Lee. DeGody first reached AAA when the Astros' AAA affiliate was Fresno. So he played for Fresno when they were a AAA club of the Astros. That would have been 2018. So here's a bouncer to short, fielded by McCoy, and he throws to first and gets Lee, and 2 men are gone, and now Corey Jolks will be the batter. In 2019, the Astros changed their AAA affiliate to Round Rock, and DeGody played for them that year. So he played for Fresno as the Astros affiliate in 2018, Round Rock in 2019. 2020, there was no minor league baseball, but during 2020, Major League Baseball took over control of the minors and reorganized it. And they reorganized the Astros AAA team. As here's a little flare into left, and Tingelstad's there, and he makes the catch. So in 2021, Sugarland became the Astros AAA club, and DeGody played for them. He's played for 3 different Astros AAA teams. It's a seventh inning stretch here at Cheney, and our score is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially. As you grow calm and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2. Red Ears will try to rally against a new Sugar Land reliever. Seth Martinez is in from the Cowboys bullpen, and he'll face Joe Odom, Trent Tingelstad, and Mason McCoy. So the previous reliever, John Olzak, goes just the one inning. Olzak allowed one hit, no runs, walked one, struck out three. And here's Seth Martinez with his first pitch to Joe Odom, and it misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Odom's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a double play grounder. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. And the count's 1-1. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And now Odom watches a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Seth Martinez is in his sixth game this season. He's 1-1 with a 6.35 ERA in 5 2/3 innings. He's allowed four runs on five. His 2-2 to Odom is in there for a called strike three, and Odom goes down looking. 12th strikeout for Sugar Land pitching this evening. Now Trace Tingelstad will hit for his third time. He's 0 for 2 in this one. And the left-hand hitter swings at the first pitch and misses their strike one. Mariners are underway. In fact, they're off to a good start. They lead the Royals 4-1 in the third inning. Next pitch to Tingelstad is fouled back. They got a two-run home run from J.P. Crawford. And also RBI singles from Jared Kelnick and Ty France. Matt Brash on the mound for them today. 0-2 pitch. Is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now this one misses for a ball, 2-2. Haven't had a chance to really sit down and watch Brash pitch yet. He didn't play for Tacoma, or hasn't yet anyway. Jumping straight from Double A to the big leagues in spring training this year. So the 2-2 pitch is popped up foul, third base side. Barreto over in foul territory, and he has room, and he makes the catch, and Tingelstad is out. Two away in the bottom of the seventh. Now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy 1 for 2, had that two-out RBI single in the second that tied the game, and it was tied for a while, but Sugar Land scored twice in the sixth to regain the lead. Went off the first pitch. Strike one. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. So the 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Misses ball three. Full count now to McCoy. Payoff pitch on its way from Seth Martinez. And it is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Drifting back is McKenna, and he's there, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We make our way to the eighth. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball doors.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2. Wyatt Mills on the mound. He's retired all four batters he has faced since he entered the game with two outs in the sixth. He'll face Michael Papirski, who will lead things off in the eighth. Switch hitter bats left. Mills with a pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. If you missed the news, the Mariners made a player move this morning that affects the Rainiers. Now the 1-0 is driven towards center field. Forrest Wall is there, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out at the top of the eighth inning. And now Franklin Barreto will be the batter. The Mariners acquired outfielder Stuart Fairchild from the Arizona Diamondbacks for assignment a couple days ago from their big league roster. And Fairchild, acquired by the Mariners for, I think it was cash considerations, not another player. And he has been optioned to Tacoma. I don't believe he's here now, but he's on his way. So here's one outside to Barreto. So Fairchild is joining the Rainiers. And he's a Seattle guy who attended Seattle Prep before playing college baseball across the country at Wake Forest. 1-0 to Barreto is hit in the air to second baseman Haggerty, who makes the catch out in shallow right field. Two down in the top of the eighth. The thing is, to acquire Fairchild, the Mariners had to place him on their 40-man roster, and they didn't have room, so they designated for assignment Tacoma's Kevin Padlo. So Padlo is now on waivers and can be claimed by any team that will keep him on their 40-man roster. And we're going to have to wait a few days to see if anybody does that or not. And he has to wait, too. He's nervous about it, I'm sure. Here's a strike to Manea. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, Padlo can't play for the Rainiers until that he either passes through waivers and is outrighted to Tacoma, or if someone claims him, then off he goes. There's a pitch in for a strike to Manea. 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and down goes Manea. Mills has been in here for 2 1/3 innings, and I don't think he's thrown 20 pitches. Seven up, seven down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Right now, get 5 Quart Guard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in there for Sugar Land to work the bottom of the eighth. It's the Major League veteran Zach Roskup, who is a one-time Seattle Mariner. And he is now trying to get back to the big leagues with the Houston Astros, pitching for their AAA affiliate, Sugar Land. Ben Ramirez will lead things off. In his AAA debut, he's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Left versus left situation here. This is going to be a tough at-bat for young Ben Ramirez, just drafted last summer, facing the veteran lefty of the first pitches outside for a ball. 1-0. Roskup has 7 years, specifically due to his ability to get left-handed hitters out. 1-0 pitch to Ramirez, swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Roskup spent part of the 2019 season with the Mariners, getting into 19 games for Seattle that year, and only pitched 14 innings because usually he would just come in and face a couple of hitters. 1-1 pitch is bounced right to the shortstop, Hensley, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and one man is gone in the eighth. Ramirez bounces out. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is low. There were defensive changes for Sugar Land at the start of this inning as David Hensley came out, as Scott Manea came out of the game. Now a swinger and a roller up the middle picked up by the new shortstop DeGody, and he throws out Wall, and two men are gone in the eighth. So two grounders to the shortstop, who is DeGody, here in the eighth inning, and now Sam Haggerty will bat. They took out Scott Manea, who struck out to end the top of this inning, and they put in A.J. Lee at second base, moved DeGody from second to shortstop, and then moved Hensley from shortstop to first base, which was Manea's position. Here's one down low to Haggerty. Haggerty hit that homer in the first. He's one for three. Hit that homer as a left-handed batter. He's now batting right-handed. And he takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Next pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1, inside, ball three. Three-one delivery. Misses ball four, and Haggerty reaches, and just like that, the Red Ears have the tying run coming to the bat, to the plate. And it's Steven Souza Jr., who's 0 for 2 with a walk so far. So he could tie it up with one swing. Leading from first is Haggerty. The pitch to Souza is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Souza, major league veteran, signed with the Mariners and fought for a spot on their roster until the very end of spring training. Northwest guy from Everett. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh delivery. Low ball three. Well, he's way ahead in the count, 3-0. The Rainiers have Zach Greene on deck. Is going to be looking for something to drive here on this 3-0 count. The pitch is over for a strike, and it goes to 3-1. That was a pitcher's pitch right on the outside edge. So 3-1 now. And the pitch is called a strike. This time Souza thought it was ball four. And it's three balls, two strikes now, and that means the runner, Haggerty, will be on the move. So three balls, two strikes, runner at first with two outs. And the pitch from Roskup is way inside, and that's ball four. And Souza heads down to first base. Haggerty takes second, and the Red Ears have the tying runners on with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. And Zach Greene coming to the plate. Green's 0 for 2 with a walk today. And heading out to the mound for a conference is the pitching coach for the Sugarland Space Cowboys, Eric Abreu. So the whole infield is gathering as well on the mound. Everyone out there talking this one over. Tying runners are on, and Green is certainly a home run threat in the batter's box. In fact, he belted two of them yesterday. Conference breaks up now. Reminder, day game tomorrow at 1:35. Tune in early at 1:20. We'll have our weekly visit with Red Ears manager Tim Fedorovich as part of the pregame show. Do that every Sunday. To resume, two on, two out. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And an off-speed pitch there, strike one. 0-1 to Green. Next pitch is a swing and a foul. 0-2 the count to Green. Now the 0-2 inside for a ball. 1-2. Right here's looking for a big hit. They need one. Just four hits tonight for Tacoma. Yet in this game, trailing by only two runs. One ball, two strikes to Zach Green. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. This could be trouble. McKenna coming in and slides, and he somehow makes the catch. How did he do that? It almost looked like he caught it with his body instead of with his glove. The umpire, Robinson, the first base umpire, ran way out there to get a look at it. As this ball went out into shallow right field, McKenna came charging in and sliding. The first baseman was there as well. And somehow McKenna caught that ball for the final out of the inning. Rainiers do not score in the eighth. No runs or hits, two left. We go to the ninth. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, left-hander Danny Young comes in. He is on in relief of Wyatt Mills, who did a terrific job. And now the pitch to McKenna is taken down low for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch, bounced slowly to third, charged and scooped by Ben Ramirez. Throws to first in time for the out. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Danny Young was outstanding in his last outing, which came on Wednesday in the game that the Red Ears, and it was not an easy save. He entered the game with the bases loaded and two outs in the eighth. Got out of that. And then protected a slim lead in the ninth. The Red Ears won 4-2. And he had to face the heart of the order for Sugarland in that ninth inning. Now here's one that misses for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch is in for a strike, 1-2. And now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Leon, and Young has the strikeout, and two better gone here in the top of the ninth inning. Looking ahead to the bottom of the inning, it'll be Mejia, Odom, and Tingelstad who are scheduled to hit for the Red Ears. There's a pitch down low for a ball to Hensley. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Young's next offering just inside for a ball. 2-1. And here's one down low for a ball. So 3-1 the count. Stepping out for a moment is Hensley. Next pitch in for a called strike. Three-two pitch. Is swung on, hit in the air towards center field, struck well, but with plenty of room to operate. Forrest Wall goes back and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the ninth inning. Danny Young sets down the side in order, and now we'll see if the Red Ears can rally at the bottom of the ninth. It's Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears down by two. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2. And the Cowboys bring in Josh James to work the bottom of the ninth inning. And he's been used at the end of games this year. He's already got two saves. This is definitely a save situation. His seventh appearance. No record of 500 innings pitched. 8 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts. Eric Mejia stands in just trying to get on base, get something started. And the pitch is down and in. There's ball one. James is in relief of Zach Roskup, who tossed a scoreless inning with 2 walks, but no hits, no strikeouts. James is set. And now his 1-0 pitch to Mejia is on its way. And it's taken up high, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Yeah, the 2-0 on its way. And it is ball three. Very close. James wanted a call on that, didn't get it. Says something to the umpire. 3-0 the count to Mejia. And now the pitch is inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk starts the inning. Mejia is on, and the Red Deers immediately get the tying run to the plate. Fifth walk drawn by Tacoma hitters tonight. Now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom's 0 for 3. He has struck out twice and grounded into a double play. He's been a hot hitter, but today it hasn't gone his way yet. He's got another shot here in the ninth inning, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. On the move, Leone can't get it. It drops in for a hit, and Mejia advances to second. Leone throws it wildly back into the infield, and the first baseman, Hensley, eventually tracks down the ball. Runners cannot advance, but Odom gets a hit. Mejia is at second. Tacoma has two on for Tingelstad. He's been quiet in this one, 0 for 3. Left-handed batter. And the pitching coach, Abreu, is going to the mound. Rainiers are at a point in their lineup here with Tingelstad up now. After him, Mason McCoy. But then following him, Ben Ramirez. Two of these next three hitters are essentially fill-in players from the lower minor leagues who are here because of, the COVID issue in Seattle that has caused them to call up some Rainiers players, and then an injury or two with the Rainiers as well. So don't know if, I mean, Tingelstad's definitely going to hit here. Don't know what manager Tim Fedorovich is thinking about in terms of potentially using his bench. So far in his 2.5 weeks at the helm of the team, he has not been a guy who's been using a lot of pinch hitters and pinch runners. In fact, I'm not sure that he's used any yet. Tingelstad settles in. Two on, no one out, and the pitch is an off-speed delivery over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sugarland shifts the left-hand hitter with three infielders on the right side of the diamond and only third baseman Franklin Barreto on the left. Outfield plays him straight away, not deep at all. 0-1 pitch to Tingelstad's inside, and he steps out of the way, and the count's even, 1-1. That almost hit him in the leg. So a ball and a strike to Tingelstad. And looking in for the signs is Josh James. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, a change, and the count goes to 1-2. And James has gotten a swing and a miss with that very same pitch twice in this at-bat. So 1-2 the count to Tingelstad. And the pitch from James is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Tingelstad, and there's the first out in the ninth. Now here comes Mason McCoy. McCoy's 1 for 3 with an RBI single today. And that was a clutch hit back early in the game in the second inning, a two-out hit that drove in a run. McCoy reached AAA last year in the Orioles system with spending the whole season at Norfolk. He looks out towards James, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. McCoy's hit safely in his last four games. Ben Ramirez is in the on-deck circle. The 1-0 pitch is low and away. 2-0. The one Rainier's regular who is healthy and is on the bench today is Marcus Wilson. Two and oh, the count to Mason McCoy. And the pitch misses ball three. Well, a walk would load him up, and it would put the tying runners in scoring position and even put the winning runner on base. The Rainiers will take a walk here. That would be a good development. 3-0 the count to McCoy. Mejia at second, Odom at first. The pitch is on the inside corner with a fastball at 94. Count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike to McCoy. James is ready. And the runners take off. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to third is not in time. Stealing it with a head first dive is Mejia. And Odom swipes second. And now there are two men in scoring position. That was a risky play and it paid off. Papirski fired his throw down to third base. Barreto got a tag down, but Mejia beat it with a head-first dive. Mejia credited with his sixth steal of the year, and Joe Odom his first. He doesn't get many. Well, three balls, two strikes to McCoy. And the pitch outside of the dirt, ball four, and they are loaded up. McCoy walks to load the bases. And Ben Ramirez will bat for himself. 0 for 3 so far today in his AAA debut. Just joined the club from Low A Modesto yesterday. Make it his first ever start and playing his first AAA game today. Draft pick last year out of USC, and he has a chance to be a hero for the Red Ears today. See if he can come through. James with his pitch, and it's a fastball poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Only one out here. The Red Ears have Forrest Wall on deck. Next pitch on its way. And it swung on and bounced back. 0-2 to Ramirez. No balls, two strikes. And James with the pitch. Inside and in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mejia at third, Odom at second, McCoy at first. One out of the ninth. Red Ears trail by two. The pitch is inside with a breaking ball. And the count goes even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Is coming up. James with a long look in for the sign. Now he's set. And the 2-2 is swung on. Grounded foul. First base side just to the right of the first base bag. And it was fielded by Hensley in foul ground. So it's a good thing it was a foul ball as far as the Rainiers are concerned. 2-2 still the count to Ramirez. The infield is shifted with three on the right side. Two balls, two strikes to Ben Ramirez, and the pitch is a called strike three with a fastball on the inside edge at 95 miles per hour on the gun. And Ramirez is the second out in the ninth. But they could tie it with a hit. They could win it with a hit. An extra base hit should win it. Could win it, depending on where it went. Bases loaded, two outs. Forrest Wall is 1-for-4 today. He singled back in the sixth inning. Left-hand hitter again against the righty James, and the pitch is a fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch coming to Forrest Wall. And here it is, and it's a swing and a foul back, strike two. And the Red Ears are down to their last out. No balls, two strikes. Mejia at third. Odom, the tying runner at second. McCoy, the winning runner at first. Two outs in the ninth, and Forrest Wall is in a hole. No balls, two strikes. The pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Forrest Wall. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Josh James. The Red Ears' final two batters go down looking, and this one is in the books. Sugar Land wins it 4-2, the final score, as the Red Ears had just five hits today. And they end up dropping their fourth game of this six-game series. They'll try to salvage a win in the final game tomorrow afternoon, which is at 1:35 p.m. here at Cheney Stadium. Sugar Land takes it. 4-2 is the final score. We invite you to stay tuned for the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. Catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, the Red Ears drop this one to Sugar Land today. 4-2, the final score here at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears fall to 5-12 on this young season. Red Ears got on the board in the first. Sam Haggerty with a homer in the bottom of the first inning with one out. He took Peter Solomon deep, and the Red Ears had a 1-0 lead on Haggerty's second home run of the season. But Sugar Land bounced back in the second. The Red Ears starter Nick Markavicius struggled at the beginning today for his first two innings. He pitched a scoreless first, but not without loading the bases first, and he threw about 30 pitches to get out of the first inning. In the second inning, Franklin Barreto led off with a double, and then some bad luck occurred. A bouncer through the middle that deflected off Markavicius's leg and died on the infield grass for an infield single. Would have been an out if it had missed him, and that left runners at first and third. Markavicius got a big strikeout, but then he walked Pedro Leon to load the bases. So Leon walked, and the bases were loaded with one out in the second. And they got Hensley on a tapper back to the mound. The Red Deers throwing home for the force out. It might get out of another bases loaded jam. But Alex DeGody hit a grounder up the middle that, for the second time of the inning, Markavicius deflected it. And it went away from the infielders. And two runs ended up scoring on the hit. And Sugarland had a 2-1 lead. After that, Markavicius got it together and retired the next seven batters in a row, finishing the game in a strong fashion and hopefully giving him something to build on in his next outing. The Red Deers tied the game in the bottom of the second inning, getting a leadoff double from Eric Mejia, and then with two outs, an RBI single from McCoy, a clutch hit from the Red Deers shortstop, new to the organization this month, and that was a good hit for him there in the second inning to tie things up, a two-out line drive base hit. Make it a 2-2. That was it for the scoring for a while. No one scored in the third, fourth, or fifth innings. In the top of the fifth, the Red Deers brought in left-hander Blake Townsend to pitch, making his AAA debut up from extended spring training. He was very impressive in the fifth inning, setting down the side in order and striking out two of the three batters he faced. So they left him in for the sixth, and he struck out the first batter he faced in the sixth. It looked like things were going great. But then he walked Michael Papirski, and Franklin Barreto got the first hit against him, a double to left field, sending Papirski to third. And that brought to the plate Scott Manea, and he singled to left center, scoring two runs and giving Sugarland the 4-2 lead. That would prove to be the game-winning hit. Townsend struck out the next hitter, but then Pedro Leon doubled, sending Manea to third. That was it for Townsend. Red Deers brought in Wyatt Mills. Man, was he good today. Mills retired David Hensley to end the inning and also set down the side in order in the seventh and the eighth. Mills threw two and a third innings in relief, retiring all seven batters he faced. He threw only 18 pitches. If you extrapolated that over a nine-inning game, that would be a complete game with just 70 pitches. Now, that's unlikely, of course, but that's just how quick it happened for Mills. Really good relief work from Wyatt Mills. And the Rainiers also had a three-up, three-down inning in the ninth from Danny Young, who's looked good in his last couple of outings. And they held Sugarland to four runs today. And you would think when you hold him to four runs, he got a chance to win the game. But the Rainiers, despite getting a lot of base runners in the late innings, couldn't score. They had two on with one out in the sixth. And the reliever John Olczak for Sugarland got back-to-back strikeouts of Green and Mejia to end that inning. In the eighth inning, with two outs and no one on, Haggerty and Souza drew back-to-back walks. And then Zach Green hit a flare into shallow right fielder Alex McKenna, made a diving catch while sliding on the outfield grass, cradling the ball with his body and hanging onto it. The umpire was right there to see it, and he called out. So Green retired in the eighth. And in the ninth inning, down two, the Red Deers got the first two men on against Josh James. A walk from Mejia, a base hit from Joe Odom. With one out, they even executed a double steal to put the tying runners in scoring position. But Mason McCoy walked to load the bases. And that brought up Ben Ramirez. He went down looking at a fastball, strike three. And then came Forrest Wall, and he went down looking at a fastball for strike three, and this one was in the books. Sugarland wins it 4-2 is the final score. Here are the final totals in tonight's game. For Sugarland, four runs on seven hits. They made one error, leaves seven on base. Tacoma, two runs on five hits, makes no errors, leaves eight on base. Winning pitcher is Peter Solomon. He's 1-1. The save goes to Josh James, his third. Loss goes to Blake Townsend. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 38 minutes. The attendance, 5,406. Sugarland with the victory improves to 7-10 on the season. The Rainiers fall to 5 wins and 12 losses. This series wraps up with a day game tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. The Rainiers are going to start right-hander Asher Wojciechowski against Sugarland right-hander J.P. France. We'll be on the air with our pregame show at 1:20 with manager Tim Fedorovich. We visit with him every Sunday. Also, if you're coming to the game tomorrow, come early because the Rainiers are giving away throwback pennants to the first 1,000 fans through the gate tomorrow afternoon. Well, this one's in the books. Sugarland takes it 4-2, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers fall to Sugarland 4-2, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. We're going to start with the interleagues game today because that's where the news was. The Detroit Tigers hosting the Rockies in a doubleheader after yesterday's rainout in Detroit. Miguel Cabrera sitting on 2,999 career hits, and he did it. A base hit early in the game to become the 33rd player in Major League Baseball history to reach 3,000 hits. And he finished the game 2-for-4, actually even drove in 2 runs. The Tigers blasted the Rockies in the first game of the doubleheader, 13-0. And as the veteran Cabrera joined the 3,000-hit club, the Tigers rookie and former number one overall draft pick Spencer Torkelson launched a 3-run homer, his third of his rookie campaign, one of his 2 hits in the game. Tigers win the opener 13-0. Once the fanfare was over, the Rockies set about winning Game 2 by a score of 3-2, getting homers from Charlie Blackman and Connor Joe, and the Rockies got out of there with a split. Rockies still a surprise in the National League, sitting with a record of 9 wins and 5 losses. National League scoreboard now. The Giants beat the Nationals in D.C. as Alex Wood went 5 innings for the victory, and the Giants' bullpen tossed 4 scoreless innings in that one. There was a shellacking in Chicago of epic proportions, and the home team won. The Cubbies beat the Pirates today 21-0, collecting 23 hits. It was the biggest win or biggest margin of victory for the Cubs since at least 1901. That's as far back as they know for sure, but the Cubs beat the Pirates 21-0, and they had an 8-run second inning, a 5-run fifth, a 4-run eighth, and, you know, they were the home team. They didn't even bat in the bottom of the ninth, and they got 21 runs. Filling up the box score the most was Alfonso Rivas, who had 3 hits and 5 runs batted in. Brewers beat the Phillies in Philadelphia 5-3 behind Adrian Houser, who pitched 6 solid innings. Willie Adames stole home for the Brewers. They get the win at Philly. The Cardinals shut out the Reds 5-0, because if you're playing the Reds, you know you're going to win right now. Dakota Hudson, 6 2/3 scoreless innings for his first win of the year. The Reds have lost 11 consecutive games. They split the season opening series, which was a 4-gamer against the Braves, the defending champs. They went 2-2 against Atlanta. Fine start to the season. Let's go, Reds. And then they've lost 11 in a row since then. Also in the National League today, a couple of games in progress. Marlins lead the Braves 9-7. In that game, in the first inning, each team's leadoff hitter hit the very first pitch for a homer. Jazz Chisholm for the Marlins and Ozzie Albies for the Braves. They're now in the ninth. Marlins lead it 9-7. Diamondbacks on top of the Mets, 5-2, bottom of the seventh inning in Arizona. And the Padres are shutting out the Dodgers 2-0 in the seventh. Let's go to the American League now. Mariners lead the Royals 5-1 in the top of the fifth inning as Matt Brash is on the mound and he's looking to pick up a victory today. Two-run home run from J.P. Crawford and also run-scoring singles from Jared Kelnick and Ty France. Didn't see how they got the fifth run, but they lead 5-1 in the fifth inning up north at T-Mobile. Yankees beat the Guardians today 5-4. Gleyber Torres with a game-winning pinch hit, RBI hit to walk it off for the Yankees over the Indians. The Twins ripped the White Sox 9-2 as Byron Buxton and Luis Arraez each had four hits. Buxton was 4-for-4 with a homer and a double, scored three runs, and drove in two. The Rangers shut out the Athletics 2-0 in Oakland, as it was a Brad Miller two-run single for the only runs of the game. Martin Perez delivered six scoreless innings for the Rangers. Toronto edges Houston 3-2 as George Springer led off the game with a homer in his first game back in Houston as a member of the Blue Jays, back visiting his old team, led off the game with a dong. The go-ahead homer was hit in the seventh inning by Santiago Espinal for Toronto. And a crazy game in the American League today. The Rays and the Red Sox. Tampa was doing a bullpen day in the big leagues like they do occasionally, and they had six pitchers combine on a no-hitter through the first nine innings today. Problem was the Rays had not scored. So it was 0-0 after nine, and that means this year in the big leagues, automatic runners. And the Red Sox immediately broke up the no-hitter with an RBI triple by Bobby Dalbec at the top of the 10th inning, and that drove in a run. He scored a few moments later on a sack fly, and they were up 2-0. And then, wouldn't you know it, the Rays walked him off anyway with three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning after the no-hitter was broken up, as there was a game-winning two-run home run hit by Kevin Kiermaier. Former Rainier Andrew Kittredge pitched the eighth and the ninth hitter intact and got it done and got it into extras, but it was 0-0, as mentioned. Rays end up winning it 3-2. And one American League game is ongoing other than the Mariners game. The Angels lead the Orioles 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears fall to Sugar Land 4-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainiers fall to Sugar Land 4-2, the final score today. And Tacoma has dropped four of the first five games of this series, with the finale coming up tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. The Rainiers opened the season with a six-gamer against Salt Lake, won two and lost four. Then they went to Albuquerque for six games, won two and lost four. And they can get another 2-4 in this series, but they have to win tomorrow in order to do it, as they are down in this series 4-1. Asher Wojciechowski starts tomorrow for the Rainiers against J.P. France for Sugarland. We'll get a quick look now at our Pacific Coast League today. 5-4. The final one, that one, is Camden Dusenak in his fourth homer for Reno. Those two teams are both 9-8 on the year. And Round Rock defeated Albuquerque 6-2. Bubba Thompson with his second home run for the Express, who are 12-5 on the season. And then we've got two games that are in progress and not close to being over. Sacramento leads Oklahoma City 5-1. They are in just the fifth inning in Sacramento. And Vegas and El Paso are scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning in Las Vegas. Well, we'll have updates on those games and more information during tomorrow's broadcast, which starts at 1:20. We'll do our Sunday visit with Rainier's manager Tim Fedorovich as a part of the pregame show tomorrow. First pitch is at 1:35. We're giving away free pennants tomorrow for the first 1,000 fans through the gate as part of our throwback weekend. And after the game, jerseys will be auctioned off. The Red Ears wearing special throwback uniforms for this weekend. The jerseys will be auctioned off in a live auction that'll be held around the dugout after the game tomorrow. So you have to come to the game to be able to participate in that. And all proceeds are going to benefit Puyallup Cal Ripken Little League. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1:35 in the afternoon. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2. Have a great evening.